T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Here we are. Overnight America continues now, 11:06 in St. Louis, Missouri. But we're getting calls from all over the United States. Cardinals Nation. Every direction you look, you turn and you see a Cardinals fan. I love it. Let's take some more of your calls with Beth calling in. Now, am I seeing this correct? This is Beth, but not in Texas right now.
That's right.
Where are you, Beth?
I am in Montana.
Whoa.
Freezing my, you know, what off.
Are you in Glasgow, Montana?
No, I'm in Bozeman.
Bozeman, okay. Well, what takes
you there? I left Houston, and it was 92 when I left Houston this morning.
Yeah.
And it is 21 last time I looked. I didn't want to look again because it was freezing.
Wait, did you pack accordingly? Did you bring warm clothes?
Well, I brought the warmest clothes I have, and then the young couple that I'm up here to see, she brought me another coat to the airport and said, I think this one will work better than what you have. And it's true. It does. But
Beth,
I came up here.
I'm looking at photos right now. Bozeman looks unbelievable. It is so beautiful.
It's beautiful, but it's colder than you know what.
Whoever took these
and
photos here.
I haven't seen snow for 3 years, so it's kind of a shock.
Oh, there's snow on the ground right now?
Yes. Well, where we're at, it just got snow. Bozeman itself doesn't, but okay. Where we're at does.
All right. So, hey, representing another state, this is great.
This young couple, they're former students of mine, and they asked me to come up here to be their the godmother to their newest child.
Aww.
And I said yes before it got cold. So I'm going to freeze for a couple of days. But I now have faith that my Astros can win tomorrow.
Yes.
And eventually it will be the Cardinals and the Astros, two longtime National League teams playing for the
nice.
World Series.
So wait, how did you fly in? Did you go into Helena and then have to take like a single propeller flight over to Bozeman?
I went to Denver. Oh. And then from Denver, I got on a little prop. There were only 15 seats in the little plane, which kind of scared me to begin with.
And it's the loud noise of the engines the whole way,
for two
hours.
Yeah. And the two pilots kept laughing and joking with half of the passengers. They knew who they were. And I was like, could you just watch what you're doing?
Amazing.
You know, because there was the mountains and there was it was different.
Yeah, and you're not too far from Yellowstone, so you got a lot beautiful up there.
No, it's really, I've been up here in the warmer months.
Yeah.
But I've never been up here in the winter. And
well, don't freeze, all right? You'll be back before you know
it. I'm trying real hard.
Thawing out.
Because they've told me that at home it's going to be down the 60s. When I get home Saturday.
Wow.
So,
all right. Well, Beth, I'm so glad you called in. I'm glad you're still listening up in Montana. It's amazing how that signal works, isn't it? You can listen in Texas and you can listen in Montana.
The program on the computer works great.
Thanks, Beth.
Right, bye.
All right. Let's go to Dee Dee, who's calling in from Illinois. Hi.
Hello. Well, my birthday is October 21st. And 42, and my brother's born on August the 4th and 44, so out of four kids, my father had two children born during the World Series years that the Cardinals won the series.
Now,
wouldn't it be nice to have a World Series trophy and a Stanley Cup in the same year?
Wouldn't that? It would be amazing. Yeah. And I'm looking, too, so game one of the World Series would be on Tuesday, October 22nd, so a day after your birthday. Then wouldn't that be perfect?
Yep.
Usher in the World Series.
Can't beat that. Well, I went to church tonight and forgot it was over with when I got out and left. And it was 13. Oh, my gosh, I missed the whole ball game.
Well,
I could have listened to part of it going to church if it didn't start till 6:30, but I thought, what a wake-up call when I got out and found out what had went on, and I missed the whole thing.
Yeah, you only really needed to listen to the first half hour, which was the first inning of the first half of the first inning. Cardinals, man, when they get that 10 runs on the board, it was really exciting, and that's all they needed.
I probably could have heard the first innings if I had just thought about to turn the radio on. But
that's okay. Well, you have another chance on Friday night if you want to listen to KMOX. All right, Dee Dee, thank you.
KMOX is the station.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Isn't that great? I got a great birthday coming up. Sean, am I reading this correct? Are you from California?
That's right. I'm from Huntington Beach, California. I grew up in St. Louis and I've been out here for 20 years.
Oh, great.
And just started taking advantage of the internet radio. And my parents live in the Lake of Ozarks, and I was able to listen to local stations there. And today I was driving, well, why don't I try KMOX and see if I can listen to the game? And was unsuccessful, but when I got home, I figured it out, and now I'm on the phone.
Figured it out. That's how it works. Some people can figure it out. You know, the streaming rights for Major League Baseball are a little bit different, you know? It's weird how that works out. So they want you to buy their package where you can listen to all the games, and then they don't allow you to do it. Like, there's other leagues that will allow you to stream the games. Baseball's not one of them, at least Major League.
Yeah, yeah. So when I got home, I just asked Alexa and found the station. And now I've got it programmed. I'm ready to go.
Oh,
so
very
I got
good.
Now I have my send my Emo's pizza out here and
wait,
got
you
my
had,
radio station.
Wait, you're eating Emo's in California?
Yeah, I have it delivered out here.
You do not. How does that work?
So they have a service where you go onto their site and you basically can have it shipped anywhere in America.
How about that? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I can ship an Emo's pizza to my parents in Michigan?
You can, yeah.
Whoa, I got to try that out. How much does it cost to ship a pizza?
It's a little bit pricey, but overall, if you go with the bigger packages, it works out to about $12 a pizza.
Wait, so you mean like there's a Pizza of the Month club or something? They just keep sending it to you?
No. You just go on and you just select, like, hey, I want 5 pizzas.
Ah, I see. So you bulk them together. I thought there was a Pizza of the Month club. What a great idea.
I'm trying to bring it all. So, I mean, when I fly back to St. Louis, I actually carry a backpack cooler and bring Frozimos on the plane.
I love it. Thanks, Sean, for checking in. Good to hear from you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Great. Another great state checking in. Let's go to Roger, who's calling in. Hey, Roger.
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
We are actually in South Dakota as we speak. We picked you up in Iowa, and now we're in South Dakota.
Travel.
We're out here vacationing. We left Montana because of the weather. We knew it was going to get bad.
Oh, what do you mean vacationing? So you're out of the state for a couple months?
No, just a week. We went up to Little Bighorn and Mount Rushmore and seen the sights up there, and when and started headed back home yesterday. So we're going to go to Field of Dreams eventually and meet up with some friends out there.
Wow, you got a big trip planned. Wow, you get to see a lot of the sights.
It was a good week.
You know, I keep telling my wife, she says we want to take a vacation, we want to do that when the time is right, and I keep telling her, I don't want to leave the United States. There's so many places in the U.S. I want to see first before I even consider leaving the U.S. Those are some of those things on my list. It's just, it's so beautiful up there.
It is gorgeous. Gorgeous countryside up there. You're absolutely correct there.
Love it. Hey, thanks for checking in, Roger.
Not a problem. Have a good evening.
All right, so if you're keeping track from home, I think we're up to like 20 states so far. 20 states representing tonight, thanks to Cardinals Nation all across the country wanting to call in and congratulate their team. It's just wonderful. If you're from a state listening right now that hasn't been named on the list, give us a call. I want to add it on 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Cardinals Nation is everywhere, man. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Get home fast and informed. Total Information PM starts weekdays at 4 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX and KMOX.com. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Cardinals are now watching the other side of the NLDS, which is between the Washington Nationals and the LA Dodgers. which now are in the 10th inning, top of the 10th, no outs, Nationals at the plate. Wow, 3-3 the tie there still. Ooh, boy. We'll see how that one goes. And whoever wins this one will go on to play the Cardinals. It'll determine who gets home field. So if the Dodgers win, the first two games will be in L.A. The next three would be in St. Louis, then the final two in L.A. But if it's the other way around, if the Nationals win this game, first two in St. Louis, so Friday and Saturday, then the day games in Washington, and then next Friday and Saturday, the following week, would be game 6 and 7 back here in St. Louis, if necessary. So we'll wait and see how that one rolls out. Let's get a couple more of your calls, and Devin's calling in. Hey, what's going on?
How are you tonight, Ryan?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Pierce, South Dakota. Oh. I'm a displaced Cardinals fan living in North Dakota, but I happen to be down in South Dakota tonight and caught the game today and thought I'd call in and add another state to your list.
Oh, good. Are you able to listen on 1120 AM, or are you doing it on the internet?
I do it through the internet on the or streaming on the over my phone with the radio.com, the app.
Oh,
on my
good.
Phone.
Yeah, I'm glad you're getting it. I'm glad you're checking in. I'm going to add your state to the list here because, I mean, I think we're up to like 20 states right now, which is pretty remarkable. Maybe the most diversity of states we've ever had call into this show outside of when the Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that'd be great to get a World Series Stanley Cup in the same summer. It'd be fantastic.
Devin, you're teasing me here. You're teasing me. Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for checking in.
Absolutely.
And we could also get a XFL championship. Come on. This is a sports city. Joseph calling in. Are you in Northern California right now?
Yes, you could call that another state.
It's like different from Southern. So what's going on tonight?
Oh, you're going to love this story. I called 436-7900. It was the one phone number that I had memorized. I've been completely in the dark. I'm in the wildfire zone of Northern California, where we've had wildfires the last 3 years, and they shut the power off last night.
Oh, wow.
In this entire area. So we have been completely in the dark, including internet, television, phone service, all of it, mobile phone service for 24 hours. And for a lifetime Cardinal fan such as I, what a bizarre twist of life. I've been in the process of following this series up in a cabin. I live in a cabin up in Clear Lake, Lake County, kind of a remote rural area, and everything has been shut down. So I called KMOX to find out the score of the game.
Wow. Your only connection to the outside world right now is this radio program. Can you believe it, Joseph? So you're completely disconnected from everything right now. Do you want to hear some breaking news?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you some breaking news. So since the Cardinals were waiting to see who we're going to play, they're in the 10th inning right now between the Nationals and the Dodgers. Bases loaded. Nationals at the plate hit a grand slam. They're up 7-3 on the Dodgers right now. up 7-3 in the top of the 10th. And, of course, Dodgers get a chance to tie that up. But, man, they just put 4 on the board. Whoa, while we were talking.
What a fantastic day. I called in and Mike answered. I say, what happened today? What happened? And I find out it's 10-1. Oh, I'm so thrilled. What a wonderful outcome. What great news.
It's perfect. All right, Joseph, be safe up there and hopefully you get your power back soon and the risk level drops and you don't have to worry about Friday night. You can watch game 1 of the NLCS and hopefully you'll get to see a Cardinals win.
I'm moving back to St. Louis, and hopefully I'll be there for the series. So,
yes.
Thanks for holding it together and holding this show up and giving me the score.
Thanks, Joseph. Have a great night. Hey, bye.
Good night.
Wow. Can you believe that? He lives in Northern California. He's in one of the areas that have been affected by the potential of wildfires, and the power company have been shutting down services out of the fear that the wind would knock a power line and start another forest fire that they've had so many problems with in California. So he's in an area, can't watch the game, can't listen to the game. The only phone number he remembers is KMOX's phone number. So he calls into this radio program to get the score of the Cardinals game he's desperately waiting to hear. And then he calls in and finds out live on the show that in the top of the 10th, the Nationals get a grand slam. It looks like they could win this thing and take on the Cardinals Friday night here in St. Louis. Tim's calling in. Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, doing good.
I was watching this show, man. I've been watching this game going, oh, my God, I can't believe this. It's fantastic. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, it is fantastic. Okay, right, I can't believe it.
No. I was going, I hope he hangs up so I can give you a play-by-play description. This is a grand slam. This is fantastic.
I can't believe it. Oh, man, they're just energized right now. And Dodgers are stunned. They don't believe it.
I love it. Screw L.A. I mean, California. I mean, come on, man. They turn off the electricity. They won't even let people watch this.
Well, the Dodgers, I think you can still watch it there. But this is the team, this team barely got in. They were the wild card matchup, and they get in, and there everyone thought, oh, no, Dodgers are going to run right over them. Not so much.
I love it. That's one thing I love about baseball. Anything can happen.
I know. Anything can
happen. The game of baseball is the best game in the world, man. Anything can happen.
It's remarkable.
And you know what? The Cardinals had 4 outs in the first inning. Think about that one.
Say that again. They had what?
They had 4 outs in the first inning.
Oh, wow. 4 outs.
Remember Ozuna struck out?
Oh, yeah.
And we made first base?
Well, in what I saw, a couple of things happen in the first. It was that a half hour into it, I turn on the TV thinking, oh, I forgot the start of the game. 10 runs are on the board at that point. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, I know.
You got to scratch your eyes. You don't realize just how fast and how crazy these games could turn one-sided.
But yeah, but see, that's what's so unique about baseball. Mm-hmm. We had 4 outs in the first inning. Okay, think about that. 4 outs. You only get 3. You had 4. But, okay, that's a different story. But the reason why I'm calling is Mississippi on your list?
Let's see. Mississippi's not on my list.
Okay, we'll put it on there.
Well, you're not from Mississippi. You're in California.
I'm not from Mississippi. Uh-huh. No, I'm from St. Louis, dude. Yeah. And I grew up listening to KMOX with my father, my daddy, okay? And listening to the Cardinal games and Blues and all that stuff. And by the way, way to go Blues, let's go Cards. Yeah. But I was down in Pascagoula, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and I was recruiting for a high school. And can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's called Subiaco Academy,
mm-hmm.
and it's located in Arkansas, but I'm a St. Louis boy, and I was recruiting for them. And so I'm driving down the coast road. I'm looking at the waves coming in on the right side. I got KMOX on, and it's feeding and all, so I hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blues, because the Blues are playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hit it. It's like, oh, God, this is a great spot. So I went over to the liquor store, bought a 6-pack of beer, came back there, and listened to the rest of the Blues game. And I'm in Pascagoula, Mississippi, watching.
It's amazing, isn't it? You can do that with just the signal strength of a KMOX, like something like that. And the internet helps a lot, too. But
internet, it had nothing to do with the internet. It was all radios back in the 90s.
Perfect. Okay? All right.
But anyway,
Tim.
Hey, I just want to share that with you, man. Go Cardinals, and you have a great show, man. Keep it up.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Add another state to the list. If you're keeping track at home, tonight we've had Cardinals Nation represent from Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Arkansas, Montana, California, South Dakota, Iowa, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Nebraska, North Dakota, Arizona, Mississippi. Did I say Arizona twice? No. That's 21. 21 states representing tonight. There's Cardinal fans everywhere, and such a big night to celebrate for the Cardinals after beating the Braves 13-1. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
I'm surprised. There's a couple of states that have not been represented yet that may have some Cardinals Nation fans out there listening tonight, celebrating their big 13-1 victory over the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta. We're keeping an eye, too, on the opposite side. Will the Cardinals play the Dodgers? Will they play the Nationals? Right now, it looks like they're going to play the Nationals. the way this game is going. Let's take a couple more of your calls. And Joe calling in from Ohio. You know, surprising, we haven't added Ohio to the list, so you're the first.
Well, thought I'd call and add it to the list.
Perfect. Are you a Cardinals fan?
Since 1963.
Oh, wow. Longtime fan. That's great. What a night for them to put that big victory in Atlanta. And really, that's a statement from this team right now to show them they're ready to go.
Yes, sir. I saw what they did for Stan Musial when he retired, and I said that was the organization I'm going to root for. So that once I make my mind up, I stick with that team through thick and thin.
Oh, yeah. And right now, they are looking good. In fact, have you been paying attention to the Nationals-Dodgers game?
I was till I called in. I knew they hit the grand slam.
Yeah, so right now the Nationals are pitching. So Dodgers are now at the bottom of the 10th, and they're just about to start that bottom half of the inning. So we'll see if they can even things up or go ahead. But, man, it's going to be a tough go about for them.
Yeah, I was at the series when the Cardinals played Washington the last week of the season, and I saw the middle game, which they lost, and then I saw the third game, which they won, so they took 2 out of 3. So hopefully they can keep it up.
I hope so, too. And I hope they're wearing themselves down right about now. We could use, you know, a little bit. Well, since they played, too, but they didn't have the extra innings. This Cardinals team, you can tell, they were still playing, I mean, but they didn't really go for 20 runs or anything. So it's not like they're in it like the extra innings do or die moment. So I'm hoping that they continue to eat up their arms, and that gives the Cardinals a little bit of an edge come Friday.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks,
well,
Joe.
It was nice to be on Overnight America.
Yes! Thank you, Joe.
Bye. All righty. Bye.
Oh, that's great. Overnight America. Michael, hi.
Hi, hey, Ryan. I want to congratulate the Gas House Gang for the wonderful job they did today.
What about this team, man? I tell you what. Did you get
I've been a Cardinal fan all my life, and I've seen them win, lose, but I never give up hope on them.
Win and lose, no draws. They are out there to win it, man. And
I know.
There were a lot of times, like, think about it. They were down in the series. They had to come back to win, and they had to win two in a row to do it. And there was a couple of moments where you looked at it and said, this can't happen, you know?
Well, I was kind of worried.
A lot of people were worried. You know, you get out there, and if it's not Yachty hitting a couple of them to make it happen, we're not in this situation. We're not at a game five. It was amazing that they even forced it. Then they come out and they show them they got what it takes.
Yeah, I hope they don't let this win go to their head and focus on the next game.
I hope not. That's part of the reason why management's got to get them back on the ground. And you
know
what?
I always don't pop the champagne cork until we get to the series.
I think what they're doing next is that they got that motivation, you know, being excited, going crazy, and seeing them ready for the next level. I think this is a continuation of just how they see that fire in players like Molina, for example. He goes out there and he gives them it all, and he gives them a chance, and they can resonate that and multiply that. And I think that though they may be celebrating tonight, it's a minor celebration knowing they got a lot more work to do.
Yeah, I just hope that they stay focused and give play a rest between now and the next game.
I hope so, too. All right, thanks, Michael.
Yeah, have a nice evening. Bye.
All right, so where are we at? One out. Dodgers, one out. Okay, who we got up here? Max Muncy, first baseman, up to bat. Pretty exciting. Bottom of the 10th. Dodgers could be eliminated here. We'll be back. One more break, and I can't believe we almost talked Cardinals all night. Do I need to run through all the states that represented tonight again? I'm so proud of this. Every night I mention that this radio program, thanks to 50,000 watts on 1120 AM, are all across the United States. We're in 35-plus states, Canada and Mexico. We didn't get any calls from Canada tonight. That would have been great to say we had international Cardinals fans call in. I know our signal reaches up there. In fact, I know there's people up in Toronto that listen to this radio program that have called in thanks to our segment with Drex, who we do once a week, who broadcast all across the Chorus Radio Network in Canada. But we have Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Arkansas, Montana, California, South Dakota, Iowa, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Nebraska, North Dakota, Arizona, Mississippi, and Ohio. Whew. 22 states tonight called into this one radio program. Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
And welcome back to Overnight America. Yes! Can you believe it? Can you believe it, everybody? It just goes to show you just how crazy things can get every single night. An Overnight American. We don't mess around. We don't mess around, man! Okay, watching the scoreboard here. Let's see. Game's over. Game's over. Do you want to recap? Do you want to know what happened? Are you excited to find out what happened? All right, so spoiler alert. Here it is. You ready? LA is out of it. Out! So the Dodgers drop it at home. The Washington Nationals win 7-3. That means they're going to travel to St. Louis here on Friday night. First pitch is going to be 7:08 p.m. And, of course, pregame starts earlier on KMOX. Saturday, you have a 3:08 first pitch for game two, and then it travels to Washington for game three on Monday, game four on Tuesday, game five on Wednesday, if necessary, and then it's back in St. Louis game six, Friday night the 18th, and then Saturday the 19th for game seven. And whoever wins between the Cardinals and Nationals will be representing the National League in the World Series. Wow. Can you believe we're at that point? Can you believe it? I had everything I had planned for the show today completely thrown out the window, and there was a reason for it. It's because we talked Cardinals for the last 3 hours. 22 different states called in to talk Cardinal baseball. Isn't that something? 22 different states. So I want to thank anyone that participated tonight and called in from one of those states. We should do this more often. I just love how many people listen at night and with this great, great signal. So what am I going to do here? Well, all the things, I have a whole pile of things I prepared to talk about. How about we do Kevin Killeen's Whole Nother Story? Because I love playing those. And, you know, maybe we could take a little break from baseball for a minute. Now that we know that the Cardinals are going to be getting home field advantage Friday night here in St. Louis, taking on the Nationals. Maybe they're a little bit tired. Let's hope so. Here's Kevin Killeen's Whole Nother Story.
There was this show when I was growing up called Leave It to Beaver, and the father, Ward Cleaver, was always fixing things around the house on a Saturday as if it were nothing. He'd fix a broken car window, a garbage disposal, a refrigerator, all the while he was telling his kids life lessons. Then he'd wipe his hands and his wife would make him lunch. I always wished I could be like Ward, but usually I end up having to call a repairman or just giving up. But when the bathroom faucet broke, the handle had snapped in half, I told my wife, "Don't worry, I can do it, I'll fix this," even though I knew I couldn't. My motive was I wanted to avoid mission creep, because she was beginning to look at this as her inroad into getting a new sink top, new curtains, new wallpaper, a whole new bathroom. I went to the hardware store on a Saturday morning and strolled the aisles. There were other men there roaming around, other Ward Cleavers with a confident, brisk manner that they could follow directions and change the world. I paid the clerk $68 for the faucet and left feeling great. Then I got home and crawled under the sink. This was a tight space. It was so tight, I had to put one of my wife's decorative pillows under the sink to protect my spleen from rupturing. Then I sprayed some WD-40 around to loosen up some rusted bolts. The fumes were terrific, coughing and everything. After I finally got the old faucet out, I looked at the directions. It was like an old Aurora Monster model. There were no words, just pictures. I can do this, I thought. It's just like building the Forgotten Prisoner of Castlemaine or the Bride of Frankenstein. I had to squirt some caulking here and there to seal the O-ring under the sink. This was a real challenger. Some of the white caulking got on my wife's decorative pillow. She wasn't home, so I had to go on a side project to clean it with some Windex. about 3 hours down there, and I finally turned it on, and it worked. It was time to call a news conference for my wife, who is home now, and show her that the faucet was working, the job was done, and to tell her how difficult this was. It was like a ribbon cutting at City Hall. Every husband has to be his own public relations firm whenever he fixes anything. That night, my wife made me a special dinner of Szechuan pork. It was very delicious. And after dinner, she asked me if I could please follow her. She wanted to show me something. I followed her into the kitchen, where she pointed out the broken Lazy Susan in the corner kitchen cabinet. Can you fix that one too? With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Tell you what. Isn't that always the case? I get that from my wife all the time. You know what she says? Oh, wait, you know, here's the list of things. And there's that old joke. You don't have to tell me again and again. Just, you know, remind me every 6 months. You know, that's fine. We can deal with that. Remind me every 6 months. I have enough things to do. And I have a vacation time coming up in a few weeks. I have, the week of, not next week, but the week after. I'm going to be out that full week. My son's turning 5. So I took the entire week off. We're going to have a good time hanging out, playing, doing whatever he wants to do. But we're having all the family members come in, each side of the family. So a couple of days, my side parents come in. A couple of days, my wife's parents come in. And they're all going to be out here to celebrate his 5th birthday. And we'll have friends over, and we're going to have a little birthday party for him. It'll be pretty cool. You know, like, I'm really looking forward to it. We'll just see how that rolls out. But either way, I tell you what, tonight was such a great night. I don't know what's going to happen over the next week, but whatever it may be, I can't wait, because every night I'll be here with you, and every night we're going to have a chance to talk about it. What else do I got? I feel like I keep talking about this schedule, but I didn't talk about anything other than the Cardinals tonight, which is not a bad thing. Let's see. Some interviews will have to air tomorrow. What else do we got here? Rush Limbaugh. If you missed my segment, I played a Rush Limbaugh clip from yesterday. It was excellent. And he talked about the power of radio. That's at KMOX.com/ONA. Oh, here's something pretty funny. Alex Trebek, someone did a hot take, a hot cut of Alex Trebek saying the word genre. Genre. You know the term genre, which is, you know, like a classification of something, genre. He says it funny. Someone decided to point it out. Here, listen to this.
Genres for four.
A genre category. This genre of art, this genre of novel, this genre of game, this alliterative genre, this fantasy genre, this spooky genre, this popular genre, this six-letter genre, this genre.
I feel like I'm one of those people that says something wrong. You know, I have this weird thing. It's one, I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but if I say a word wrong, I'm so self-conscious about it that it's like I'll practice it later, and then I'll come back and I'll say it right the next day. Isn't that, I can't be the only one that does that, but I say words wrong all the time. My wife will point it out. She'll say, you know, that's not the right word. I make words up. She's like, that's not a real word. What do you mean that's not a real word? She tells me that all the time.
About a low-born scamp, the genre of American local color ballet, the sword and sandal genre, a Japanese cartoon genre, a TV genre, 1970s genre of film, the 60s musical genre, this very American genre of music, king of this musical genre, master of this literary genre, leader in this colorful music genre.
I know, genre, I like it. All right, that does it for us here on Overnight America. Every night we go out with this theme song and I get it stuck in my head, so you know what? It's worth it. We get to go home, put our heads on our pillow, know that the Cardinals are winners tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow. We'll see you.
My heart beats with the lonely rain, wishing I could see your face again. Change the dial on the radio, find something playing kind of bluesy and slow. If things were only like they used to be, be lying in love tonight. I wish you'd call me on the telephone. I don't want to spend another night alone. Sleeping with the radio on. It
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.